Live, and we're live. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. It's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Fortune Cookie Friday. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I can't talk today, can I? Well, anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. Today, I want to talk about some leadership things, talk about why leading from behind is wrong. But I'm going to tell you what leading should be about. What is really needed. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, just because I saw a post from someone. The topic is a great topic, and it was a great post. So I was just going off the title, to be honest with you. Anyway, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. Keeping it simple so you get home to family and friends, kind of like why I got this lock. And I think on Monday I'm going to do a show and talk about this lock and how simple it is. I picked this up. It's old Pennsylvania Railroad lock, probably about 50 years old or so. And I will talk about how this relates to Scrum on Monday. Get back to doing a daily show after this weekend. This weekend's kind of full. And then I go on vacation. We'll see. We'll see how it all works out. Anyway, so why is leading from behind wrong, right? Everyone says, oh, you should lead by behind. I'm going to tell you, the number one complaint I get from managers or organizations who run about agile coaching, coaches, scrum masters, is that they don't suggest stuff. They lead too far from behind where they're just empowering everyone. It's key, because I'm all over the place right now. It's key to get people to own their stuff, be there and do it. But there's different aspects of leading. And the problem is a lot of people take these top liners, like leading from behind. Oh, so I don't never suggest anything. Oh, so I don't come up with my own ideas. Oh, all I'm doing is just helping the team come up with their ideas. And that's not necessarily true. And I think I was watching the Agile for Humans episode yesterday. And one of the questions comes, can a Scrum Master be an entry-level job? And I put, no, it can't be. It shouldn't be. You need to have stuff that you've created in the past and experience and bring that to the table. It can't be just fresh. I have never been on a team before, so I can't do anything. So let's talk a little bit about leading from behind. What is it really? Leading is about determining what is needed. As a Scrum Master, you have to be able to decide whether or not you're leading from behind, you're in the front, or you're just a supporting, you know, alongside the team. And there is variation. And a lot of the psychological people will coach that, well, you're not supposed to take the lead. You're just supposed to take their point, be in their world. And sometimes that's true. A real leader knows when it needs to be from behind, in front, or alongside the team. And that's what we as Scrum Masters and Agile coaches have to get there. And like I said, one of the biggest complaints I hear from managers, what they like about what I do sometimes, I mix it up. I'm not always from behind. I'm not always out of the limelight. I'm not always hiding behind the team. I support the team and do stuff, but then sometimes you got to take the lead and you got to take the hit. And that's part of leading from the front. You can't protect your team as a Scrum Master from leading from behind all the time. It can't work. How does that work? You got to take the shots. You know, that's kind of what's going on from leading in the front. Sometimes you take the shots where somebody's doing something or management is not doing something or another group's not doing something. You have to speak up. That's leading from in front. That is not leading from behind. So a lot of new Scrum Masters and new leaders overdo the leading from behind type idea. So sometimes you have to be in front. Sometimes you have to take the hit because maybe your team's gun shy. Maybe they've been beat down so long by the organization they work with, they don't know how to do that. So guess what? You have to take the hit. You have to stay in front. Take the hit. Let them understand that, yeah, you can take hits and survive. It's okay. You won't fail total. You know, it won't be a total failure. I fail a lot. Put it that way. Sometimes it pisses off managers when I say, wait. Don't do that. What are you doing? Let's talk about this before we go do this because, you know, And that's my experience that I bring to the table. So what do I mean by being in front? Again, sometimes you have to take the hits out there. Sometimes you have to show them what you do. Like I've done times where I've done automated programming because I had teams that just, we can't do this. I'll go that night. I'll automate my website, do some testing, create some things. I said, here, I just did this last night. It took me about a half hour. We can do this. I mean, I'm not talking about doing everything on the planet, but sometimes you have to take that leap and jump in front there just to show people what can be done. Sometimes you have to do it from a team perspective. Leading from the front, you don't do stuff. Or leading alongside, let's say, I'm going to put my work in JIRA just like my team puts their work in JIRA. I'm going to update. I'm going to go through the pain. What I always try to get my coaching groups to do is like, let's put our stuff in JIRA. Let's do a scrum like they do with the teams. So we're leading alongside. We're experiencing the same pain, the system as the teams. We're not immune from that pain. And we need to do that and experience it because you can't chime out stuff that you're not currently experiencing in the system. I'm a very big proponent on that. All my coaches, all my scrum masters, I make them do the same thing as the team does. So they can't say, well, you're not doing it. What are you doing? Why aren't you updating your stories? Why aren't you doing this? Right? So that's leading alongside, I call that. Okay. And then there's leading behind where you are promoting them. You're encouraging them to make all the decisions. You're facilitating the activity so that they come up with solutions. So they own it. And that's perfectly good. And leading from behind. I'm not going to update your stuff in the system. That's your job. You own it. Getting that ability for them to step up. That may be in my mind, leading from behind. There's other things. There's other talks about what is leading. Like you can do training from behind the room where you're not up front speaking all the time. There's people doing it. There's a mix of stuff. There's also recommendations. Here, I've done this 10 times. I've done this 100 times. You know, I've done PI planning. God, I don't know how many times, 40, 50 teams, 20, not 20 years. What am I going to say? When anybody tells you 20 years, they're all messed up. But like it's 6 years of stuff like that. Or large group planning, you know, not necessarily just SAFE, but other things in the same format, same idea, same concept. Bring that to the table. That's leading from in front. That's not leading from behind. Bring your experiences so they can share what you've learned. Get that rapid learning pace, right? So when you see the leading from behind, that does not mean you shut your mouth and don't add any value to the conversation. And that's where you get into the mentoring part, where you say it in the right way. Hey, is it okay if I bring up something that I have done in the past or I've seen in the past work to the table? When you ask permission, they say yes, and then you give that. That's leading from in front. That's not leading from behind. But it's giving them some data because some of these new teams don't have it, right? They don't know. So the concept of leading from behind is wrong. Or the title, right? The title leading from behind is wrong because too many people say, oh, I'm not supposed to say anything. No, you are supposed to add stuff. You're supposed to add your experiences. And there's certain ways to do it. Again, like ask permission. Provide some examples, talk to man. It's like, here's how this was set up in the past. We can do that here. Is that something you would like to do? But not like do it this way and bark out orders and you should do this. That's not leading from in front either. So that's what I want to talk about, why leading from behind is wrong. And people take it gospel. You got to be careful what you say out there. Okay, so we're going to do this in our 15-minute thing. It's Fortune Cookie Friday. So I'm going to open a Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! And again, like I said, I'm going to start getting back to doing a daily show every morning. On Monday, we'll talk about this lock and why this lock reminds me of Scrum. And people are like, oh my God, there could be so many things of why. So we'll talk about that on Monday. I may or may not do shows this weekend. Probably some TikToks over the weekend, just going out and exploring the world. I'm sharing that with you all over the weekend. And then I think that's what we'll do. Weekends, I'll do TikToks, put them up, little short videos, post them up in YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all the social medias. And then we're going to get back to doing more of a daily release of ideas on Scrum, because I know everyone wants stuff going on. So with that, what's your cookie Friday? The agile accountants who mess up and maybe make the locks out of Scrum so rigid have put a message in this fortune cookie for us to read and interpret. So I'm going to open it up. There's the fortune cookie. And right now the cats are in here because my wife is opening boxes that she has. So the cats are in the boxes. Knows what kind of TikTok's coming out of that one. Okay. Here's what it says. Life to you is a dashing, bold adventure. Oh, that's cool. I like this one. Life to you is a dashing, bold adventure. I don't necessarily know leading from behind all the time is a dashing, bold adventure. Sometimes you have to lead up front, and that's the adventure. But it's funny how I said, I'm going to make little TikToks of the adventures we go on a weekend and share that with you, and how it relates to Scrum, what I see about Agile and being Agile and this. So life to you is a dashing, bold adventure. As we say, get home with a family and friends, have a little fun. Got to have a little adventure. Got to explore stuff. Sometimes Scrum Masters and Agile coaches have to be the ones to explore, have to be the ones that go out there and bring that information back to the team. That's our job. That's what we do. That's leading from in front, right? Going to conferences, bring up new ideas, bring those ideas back into your team. That's going on the adventure, and that's being bold. And I don't think leading from behind is being very bold. Bold in the fact that everyone expects you to tell them what to do, but you don't. That's about as bold as you get. Okay. So you can do leading from behind because you're not telling everyone to do, which is totally different from what everyone's used to. And I say this should be a mix. But anyway, life to you is a dashing, bold adventure. I like that. I think it should be. Anyway, with that, I'm going to say happy scrumming. Enjoy your Friday or whatever time it is, because these are YouTubes and you can watch them anytime you want. And I wish you all the best. Don't forget, leading is not just from behind. It's from in front. It's alongside your team, and it is from behind. And real leaders know when to choose which stance to be in. Are you in the stance in front? Are you in the stance alongside? Or are you in the stance behind? And a good leader knows when to be in all three. And a good agile coach or agile leader is not always in front. With that, have a great day. See ya next day. All right, bye. See ya.